So what are some other people saying about these meteor showers? Oh, by the way, when I gave you a few more minutes, y'all got it, right? The name of the group? Wilson Phillips. The names of the young ladies who are the daughters of their parents by the same last name, but with different groups. So you got the Mamas and the Papas, you got the Beach Boys, and you have Wilson Phillips. And that name Wilson, that name Phillips, can be found somewhere in that trilogy of groups. Okay. What about these meteor showers, these earthly meteor showers, these man-made meteor showers? Well, one thing that Dr. Robert Massey at the Royal Astronomical Society is saying is that the plan to use pellets made from special materials is in principle a good one. With meteors, they're not much bigger than a grain of sand. And so if you had something the size of a bullet, that would be a lot brighter. And of course, would be very visible. The effects of this meteor shower, this meteor display, could be seen from the ground with a small telescope. But the objective wasn't principally entertainment previously. When humans had been working on meteors previously, actually having recreated natural celestial phenomena before, like in the 1980s. The scientists behind that mission wanted to find out more about how charged particles flung across space by the sun, known as solar wind, interact with Earth's atmosphere. A satellite was loaded with canisters of lithium or barium vapor. When the contents of these canisters were exploded, the vapor would fly into the solar wind and become charged by it, or ionized. And as a result, a visible effect, having the appearance of a comet with head and tail, was generated. Instruments were able to measure the energy signature of the ions as they passed through Earth's atmosphere. But the excitement of that project wasn't just limited to the gathering of new data on Earth's magnetosphere. It was just a pretty cool thing to do. Andrew Coates at UCL's Mullet Space Science Lab was project manager for the ion experiment that we just described, and he said scientifically it was useful, but also it engaged people who tried to see these things. Comets have that type of attraction for a lot of people. So that said, Okajima is not the first to really start getting kind of excited about the prospect of manufacturing, artificially making meteor displays, meteor shows. So Okajima is saying that really they want to use the sky as their canvas and create some very beautiful things. But is there a downside to artificially turning our atmosphere into a charged particle light show? Well, Hugh Lewis at the University of Southampton is an expert in space debris and space junk. The old satellites and bits of spacecraft that are orbiting the Earth that pose a genuine danger to other satellites and astronauts on the International Space Station. And he says that given the fact that we're trying to encourage good behavior in the space environment and so on, just to throw things up there because they look pretty is a bit problematic. He notes that at the lower altitude AIL intends to use for its meteor shows, any potential debris left by pellets that fail to burn up would likely not threaten most satellites or the International Space Station. And they may well re-enter after a short time anyway. But in the future, more satellites will likely use this region of space, and so leftover artificial meteors could be a problem. That's what I was kind of getting at without getting right down to it when I was asking a little earlier, think there would be any problems with these meteor shows. Lamar says that extensive simulations suggest that the chances of meteors failing to burn up are very low. And he says that the material used in the pellets is non-toxic. However, No one has ever tried anything quite like this before, so AL is working with space debris committees to ensure that they're compliant with existing regulations. But Lewis has some other reservations. He's not convinced that it'll be possible to create meteor showers in the exact bit of sky requested by AL's future clients. In other words, AL gets a call or an email and someone's saying, hey, we'd like for you to put on a show for us, and we'd like for it to display over such and such a city in such and such a state of such and such a country at such and such a time. He's saying they may not be able to pinpoint it like that. That's because it's extremely difficult to predict how a satellite's orbit will evolve over time. The satellite's orbit, how it's moving around and around. You can't always predict precisely exactly where it will be in that orbit. Releasing the particles early to compensate for a slightly off-course orbit might add even more uncertainty as to when and where the quote-unquote meteors will actually re-enter. Hale says this meteor shows will be visible within an area of roughly 77 square miles and apparently has simulations that suggest it can achieve the necessary accuracy. But Lewis is skeptical. He said you could really miss by an entire continent. Only time and real-world experimentation will tell the story. All right. Are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry? All right, now I want y'all to be ready for tomorrow's pop quiz. Of course, that won't be all that we'll be doing tomorrow. We'll also be taking a look at health matters on Power Friday, and our focus will be our immune system and our personality. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a tie-in between health and personality. So be ready. In the meantime, be inspired by Wilson Phillips to hold on another day. As a matter of fact, remember what they were letting us know, that to a great extent, this is about choice. It is about choice. Hold on one more day. You may be an inspiration to someone else, and thereby be letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.
Down and make you cry. Don't you know? Don't you know? Love is a change.